navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Welcome to episode 1 of season 2 of The Mentor, ESQ podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I would imagine if you're joining me for this first episode of season 2, you've probably listened to some of my podcasts previously in season 1, perhaps the special edition that was launched regarding the COVID pandemic in April of 2020. And in planning and preparing season 2, I enjoy getting feedback from all of you who listen to the podcast, my colleagues, friends, fellow lawyers, law students, about what they like, what they want to hear more of. I got a lot of great feedback about my guests in the interviews and learning about other areas of law and people's journeys that they've taken. Also got great feedback from a lot of the skills, CLE type podcast episodes, trial skills, and people have been asking for more of that. So in thinking towards how we wanted to work with season 2 and what kind of content we wanted for this podcast, we're going to keep a lot of the discussion of our journey and our journey as lawyers as part of it. I'm going to hopefully have some really great guests for you to hear from and me. Also going to continue to do some skills lectures that you will be able to get CLE credit for. Fortunately, my organization that I'm so involved with, the New York State Academy of Trial Lawyers, has agreed to sponsor the Mentor ESQ podcast for CLE, continuing legal education purposes. So whenever I have a podcast episode that focuses on a certain type of trial skill or practice area skill, you'll be able to click on a link and get credit for it, which is pretty cool. But what I wanted to really focus on for this season is this transformative time that we're in, this transformative place in our journeys as people, as lawyers. And in season 1, I shared with you my journey to get to where I am now, having been practicing law for about 25 years, and my background and what I've been through and how I've learned